It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Back more than 2,000 years ago, a very wise man wrote some very wise words. This is what he said. A word in season, what a help it is. The writer of the book of Proverbs was indeed a wiser man than we sometimes give him credit for being. The author of Proverbs went on to state that a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. There are some key words which, if one will genuinely use, will make life much more meaningful. There is the word of humor. Humor is, without a doubt, one of the finest medicines we have. It will cure a multitude of real and imagined ills. It will help calm anger, cool tempers, and remove hatred. One thing is for certain, it's a quality we could use more of in our tension-packed world. Those who have learned to use humor have found it a very good partner. Look at some of the fantastic salaries being given to top comedians these days. There's always in our world a place for humor and anyone who knows how to use it. Then there's the word of appreciation. Most of us have underestimated the real worth of this word. One day I received a note of appreciation from a friend of mine in the morning mail. It didn't take 2 minutes to write that note, and it contained fewer words than an average grocery list. Yet it meant more to me than any other piece of mail I received during that entire month. How often we could show appreciation, and how few are the times we actually do it. Thank you doesn't take 2 seconds to say, and it could last a lifetime. The wise man was correct. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. There's also the word of encouragement. Sometimes this word of encouragement makes the difference between heaven and hell. I have hit rock bottom in my life many times, only to have someone speak a word of encouragement to me and set me to whistling again. Just to have one person who understands and speaks a word of encouragement often makes all the difference in the world. One reoccurring phrase of Paul's was, "Hold fast." Paul knew well the worth of just a couple of words of encouragement. A word in season, what a help it is. Then there's the word of forgiveness. My guess is that we speak fewer of these than any other kind. This is true not because we need to speak fewer, but because they are often harder to speak. How much we need to follow the example of Christ here. The woman caught in the act of adultery, when brought to Christ, realized the unsurpassed worth of a word of forgiveness. How long has it been since we have spoken a word of forgiveness to one who has wronged us? It would do tremendous good for them and to us to speak it. There is also the word we speak for God. A minister desiring help in finding a job for a convict once wrote me, "God's grace, as I have experienced it, can do great things. And if it did it for me, why not for this man?" You know, the world's waiting to hear a word like that. A word in season, what a help it is. Saying the right word at the right time can truly be one of God's richest blessings. Let me close with a little poem. God wove a web of loveliness, of clouds and stars and birds, but made not anything at all so beautiful as words.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.